Hello there, crazy kids. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Just My Thoughts with your boy, Renard Simon. If you don't know, now you know, baby, now you know. Appreciate y'all coming back and rocking with your boy, because we back, y'all, for another episode. What it do, baby? What it do? We are back, y'all. We are back for another episode. And today I'm getting at the parents, y'all. All right. So if you're a parent and you care about your kid, all right, if you care about building a relationship with your kid, if you care about your kid's life, you need to listen up. All right. Because this shit is serious, y'all. I get really emotional about shit like this. And I'm gonna tell you, man, it's gonna be a lot of F-bombs. Like, it's gonna be a lot of aggression going on here because I'm real passionate about this shit. And it's getting out of hand. It's getting out of hand. So, parents, listen up. All right. If you have any questions about any details on how to do this shit after the podcast, you hit me up at the Renard Simon. DM me. All right. All my kids out there. All right. I know a lot of kids listen to me. I know a lot of teenagers. If you have any issues, all right, holler at your boy. Holler at your boy. You need somebody to talk to, holler at your boy. If you need some advice on anything, I don't care what it is, holler at your boy. All right? Y'all already know what it is. At the Renard Simon. At the Renard Simon. Get at me. All right? So let's get into this shit, man. So the other day, my mom tells me that there's a lot of kids committing suicide now. You know, now through the pandemic and everything, you know, kids are depressed and they're committing suicide. They're taking their lives now. Now the shit's getting serious. So now what the world is doing now they're thinking, oh, we should bring the kids back into school because, like, now they're committing suicide. You know, as if that wasn't that shouldn't have been a priority in the first place, because, of course, kids need social interaction. And, you know, you have professional sports playing right now. And they're doing everything they can to keep professional sports going, doing all the protocols, testing, you know, multiple times a week and shit like that. You know, why can't the schools do the same thing? Why can't the schools take the proper precautions to keep the kids in school? Because they crave that social interaction. Why? But now it's a big deal. Now that kids are taking their lives, it's a big deal now. We had to wait, you know, better late than never. You dig? But this is my thing. This is going to be the whole theme of this podcast, of kids committing suicide during this pandemic, and all the other things that kids do that are unexplainable. All right, parents, listen, everything is on you. Everything. It doesn't matter what it is, whatever your kid does, it's on you. It's on your watch. You created this kid. All right, you spend time every single day with this kid. Like, that kid's environment is based on what you teach that kid. So you take accountability for everything. All right. That's going to be the theme of this podcast. All right. So why are kids committing suicide? Of course, kids need social interaction. Like, that's what they're lacking. They're lacking in social interaction. Like, it's good for the brain. It's good for the mental health and stuff like that. Like, it's great. Right. All right. But the number one reason why kids are committing suicide, all right, because they don't have a relationship with their parents. It has very little to do that they're not in school and they're not around their friends, but it has way more to do with the fact that they don't have a relationship with their parents. If they liked the life that they had at home, they wouldn't want to take their life. They're not taking their lives because they're not in school. They're taking their lives because they're stuck at home with parents that they don't have a relationship with, and that are stressing them out even more. You see what I'm saying? You see where I'm going with this? All right. I'm gonna tell you, kids realize, like, they don't like their parents. Just like when, with marriages, you know, you've heard a lot of marriages, like, are ending because of the pandemic or whatever. So it's like, it's the same thing. You know, you're spending time with this person every day. It's just like, you know, when you drop your kids off, you're just like, oh, hallelujah. I see videos like that all the time. It actually makes me sick. It makes me sick. It's funny and everything, but it's like, man, what message are we sending out? You know, that we're putting off our kids, and, like, we have a break, and, like, we need to have time to ourselves. Like, that's fine and everything, but kids didn't ask to be here. All right, you brought the kid here, so it's your job, you know, to make sure that kid's life is great. We need a break from your kid. Like, and what was funny about it is when you don't have a relationship with your kid, kids, they use that as an escape from you as well. But you know what makes it even worse? What makes it even worse are the kids that don't really like to go to school. Like, they do it because they have to, but they would rather be with their parents, and their parents push them away. Like, their parents are like, I need you to go because I need a break. I need a break or whatever. And like, as much as like you think like that's like a harmless way of talking to your kid, no, it's very impactful. Like, it makes the kid think like, man, like, I'm going to school, but like, if I got a day off or something like that, my mom really don't want me to be around her. Like, that, you know how that, how much that fucks up a kid's brain. Like, it's just constant. It's just constant shit that's like going in the kid's mind. So it's like, I don't understand. I never understood this, y'all. Never understood this. And I'm gonna tell you, man, like, my naiveness, and I love it. And it's because I've never had to deal with this growing up as a kid. This is why, like, when I see the interaction from with parents and kids nowadays, like, it's just amazes me in a bad way, though. Because I can never picture my mom needing a break from me. I can never picture that. Like, why do you need a break from your kid? And I ask my mom this all the time, too. And I'm like, did you ever need a break? She was like, nope. She was like, nope, I never needed a break from my kid. Like, I always wanted to be, you know, next to my kid and around my kid or whatever. And like, I love that. I love that. And I felt that. Like, she didn't even have to tell me that as a grown man now. Like, I felt that growing up as a kid. So it's like, if you need a break from your kid, like, why do you even have a kid? You know, some of y'all treat y'all kids better than, some of y'all treat y'all dogs better than y'all treat y'all kids. Like, how is that? And your kids can talk. You can actually have a real conversation with your kids, but you treat your dogs better than you treat the fucking kids. You know, you created that kid. Like, how, why do you need a break from something that you created? What, did you slip? Did you slack a little bit on your creation? On what you needed to do to make this kid better? Are you slacking? And that's why your kid's doing all of these different types of things and that you don't approve of and shit like that. You know you created this kid, right? You know you create your kid's mindset, right? Like, as a child, like, your kid doesn't know what to do when he or she gets into the world. You know you can control, you know, your kid's way of thinking, right? Do you know that? So what are you really saying? What are you really saying? You can't stand being around something that you created. That's deep. That's deep right there. You know, and kids can sense it. Kids can sense it, y'all. They can sense when you need a break from them. And we got to stop normalizing it. We got to stop normalizing taking breaks from your kids. Like, we normalize it too much. Like, I see parents all the time. Like, why is it so cool? Why is it such a cool thing to take breaks from your kids when they didn't ask to be here? do they fucking deserve that shit? Nope, they don't. And I'm gonna tell you, like I said before, kids pay attention to everything you do, everything, how you act, how you respond, you know. So you gotta stop treating them like a burden, you know. Like, and you might think in your mind, oh, I don't treat them like a burden, you know, I do everything for them, I do it all. You know, I do birthdays and I do no. That shit don't make that ain't shit. Christmas, birthdays, you know, buying them shit, that ain't shit. All right? That's the same thing when you're in a relationship. All right? Think about you being in a relationship with the man or woman, and all they do is buy you shit, but they don't stimulate your mind. They don't make you laugh. They're not there for you. They don't make you feel secure. You see what I'm saying? Like, why you don't treat your kid like that? Because I'm gonna tell you, every conversation that you have with somebody else, your kid's listening. Every sigh, every deep breath, etc. Especially like now during the pandemic, you know, your kid's watching you even more as to what bothers you and what makes you tick. And like, you know, your kid, they're very smart. They're very smart. They're watching you. They're watching you. And you're failing. You're failing as they're watching you, you know? You know, so another thing we need to stop doing with the co-parenting. Co-parenting. Stop fighting over who needs a break. and stop doing that in front of the kid. Stop talking about like, I had the kids for this long, so it's your turn now. It's your turn now. Like, think about that. Think about somebody referring to you as a burden to like push you off to somebody because they're tired of you. Like, that's what you're saying. It's your turn, Rob, or whatever. Like, I've had the kids for this long. Like, what? Are you fucking serious? My mom was a single parent. She had no help. Y'all moms is tripping. Y'all moms is tripping right now. Like, honestly, you need a break. You need a break from your kid. And you wonder why your kid don't talk to you about shit. Because you need a break from your fucking kid. Change your fucking mindset. All right. Your kids didn't ask to be here. You know, if your kid, and I hear this a lot too, my kid doesn't appreciate what I do. Because you don't have a real relationship with them. you don't have a real relationship with them. It's about the other 300 plus days that you spend time with them. Not the Christmas and the birthdays and the times that you're buying shit for them. Like it's everything else. It's everything else. Just like a relationship. Like you should be treating this like a real relationship, y'all. A real fucking relationship. You know, Christmas and Valentine's Day and birthdays. Are those the times that you're just supposed to appreciate me? Like, if I'm in a relationship with you, am I supposed to say, oh, I did this for you for your birthday, I did this for you for Christmas, I did this for you for Valentine's Day? Like, who gives a shit? That's 3 days out the fucking year. That's how y'all treat your kids, though. You know, and what y'all gotta understand, man, your kids need to be taught things. They need to be stimulated. They need to laugh. Like, do you make your kids laugh? Do you even fucking make your kids laugh, y'all? Like, y'all parents, like, y'all are too dry with your kids. Like, you're not yourself at all. Like, you're not transparent. You have no personality. All right. You cut your personality off when you're around your kids. Like, why? Why? Like, that's why they like hanging out with other people. Their aunts, their cousins, their uncles, their other friends, or whatever, your other adult friends or whatever. Like, it's because they have personality and they don't hide it. Like, you're just the person that you think you're supposed to be in front of your kid. You know, you're supposed to be in front of your kid, you're supposed to be yourself. You're supposed to be your fucking self. That's it. All right? You should be your kid's best friend. You should be your kid's best friend. Like, that's and that's it. Like, you need to be there, man. Like, you need to be there for your kid. Be there for your kid, man. Be transparent. Be the person that your child comes to for advice. For everything. For everything, y'all. Like, can I tell you, my mom was a single parent, y'all. For you guys, y'all got help. You're not even a single parent. And you're complaining about the duties. And you're not even struggling. Like, some of you guys are struggling as far as, like, you know, making ends meet and stuff like that. But a lot of you are not struggling. You have a great life. And you can't even put the time in to be with your kid. To find out what makes your kid tick. You know, you're ignoring your kid, like... It's crazy. It's crazy. Y'all need to remember that shit every single time you wake up. All right. You got to nurture that relationship. You got to nurture the fucking relationship. Like, it's not something that you just do one day. Like, no, like, that's your kid for the rest of your life. For the rest of your life. Like, you got to take it more seriously. Or else, you know what? Your kids gonna check out. Some of your kids already checked out. Some of you guys already checked out. Like, and you don't know what's going on with your kid. You think your kid's going through a phase. No, your kid's not going through a phase. That phase is a result of not having a relationship with you. So you're not knowing what's going on with your kid right now because he's acting weird and stuff like that. It's because something's going on in his life and he can't talk to you about it. That's part of it. It's like, that's on top of whatever what's ever going on in his mind, is he can't even talk to you about it because he don't feel comfortable talking to you because you never built a relationship. You never took the time to build a relationship with him. And it could be too late. It could be too late. Like, of course, you know, it's never too late. that's like, you know, the saying is never too late, but we don't know how far it is right now. But you need to try. You need to try right now, because like, you don't want to be that parent that goes into your kid's room and you find him dead. Took his own life. Because you worried about yourself. You need a break all the time. you can't stand the fact that like your kid is at home, you know, and you need a break. You really don't have a break now. So it's crazy, because like, you needed a break when your kids were going to school. Now your kids are at home. You can't have a break. So your kids are watching the way you move and how irritated you are that they're there. You know how that feels? You know how that feels to be like borderline irritated when somebody's in your presence and you're trying to hide it? You can't hide it. A kid sees that. Kid sees that shit from a mile away. I'm gonna tell you, one of my cousins just told me about how his dad, how he didn't have a relationship with his dad. Like, ever since his dad kicked him out the house, you know, had him sleeping at his brother's, on his brother's couch, and didn't have his back for a while. He did not respect his dad after that. Did not have a relationship with his dad after that. And that, he just told me that. He actually just told me that about a week ago. He told me, I never told nobody about this or whatever. But like, this is what kids go through in their heads. And they don't tell you about it. And to this day, his dad doesn't know that he doesn't respect him. He doesn't need to know. Like, you know what my cousin did though? My cousin, instead of like trying to harm himself or, you know, trying to be down on himself, he used that as motivation. He used it as motivation to get his life on point. Like, my cousin is very, very successful, and he's done very well for himself, and he's going to be doing bigger things in the future, and me and him are going to be doing big things together in the future. And that's just a perfect example of like, kids, they pay attention to everything. Another example, my mom never had a relationship with my grandmother. And it's because my mom was more a daddy's girl, and my grandmother, she was a little hot girl. She was a little slut back in the day. And actually, my mama told me this about a month ago. My mom never tells me anything about how her childhood was, because my mom is not the type of person to talk bad about anyone. Like she's kind of taught me that if somebody does you dirty or does you wrong or anything like that, you just eliminate them out your life. So I've never been taught to bash anyone. That's just not in my character. So my mom never really told me about how her life was, but she told me about a month ago, like how everything was. And this was just a little snippet of it. And it just makes sense. It just makes sense as to why she feels the way she feels about my grandmother. And like, she loves her from a distance. That's her thing. She's like, I love her from a distance. Like, I don't contact her. You know, I just stay my distance. I don't speak bad about her or anything like that. But yeah, she didn't have a relationship with her mom. And she had the relationship with her father, and her mom, my grandmother hated that. And in turn, what she did was her and her sister, my grandmother and my aunt, pretty much tag teamed my mom. And I saw it when I was 5 years old. I saw them actually fighting my mom, like fist fighting, a mom and a daughter fist fighting another daughter. Like, that's crazy, right? Yeah. Yeah, that happened. So shit like that. And what we got to understand is, man, kids don't forget shit. Like, to this day, like, my mom still does not forgive my grandmother for the way she treated her. Still, to this day. My mom's, what, 60, 69? No, 59. She's 59. Yeah. So your kids don't forget shit, man. And like, this is another thing, man. This is another thing. This is my last thing right here, y'all. If your kid misbehaves, all right, it's your fault. Did I forget to say all of this is on you? Like, did I forget to say that? Everything that I just said, it's all on you. All right? Everything is on you. If your kid misbehaves, it's on you. Okay? I just heard one of my clients just told me that one of her friends, her kid is bullying another kid. And it's one of my other clients. its daughter. Their daughter is like bullying a kid, and bullying to the point where she would be like around like a new kid, and when a new kid comes around, she act like she doesn't see him or something like that. Or, you know, like, because, you know, when new kids come around, you know, you want to make that kid feel comfortable. So she goes out of her way to make that kid feel like nobody sees her. This is like, I don't know, I think she's like 9. I think she's like 9 years old. That's the parents' fault. That's the parents' fault. Obviously, there's a pattern of boundaries not being set in the household. That's where that comes from. When you don't have respect for others, when you don't care about other people's feelings. Yeah. And you know what happens? Like, I'm not gonna get into in detail with that, but you know what happens is in certain situations where that can be addressed, parents get lazy and they're just like, oh, like, and they'll just make a child say or do something just to make the parent happy, and then they go on about their business. But you gotta address that stuff. You gotta address that stuff. You gotta learn how to change your kid's mindset. Like, don't just tell your kid, oh, you should think this way, and like, once you say this, like, I'm gonna be satisfied. No, you have to live it. You have to breathe it. You have to be like at one, like, with that mindset. You have to teach your kid how to act, and that comes from a young age, and it starts like with habits. Habits and just repetition, repetition, repetition. A lot of times parents, they just get frustrated, and then they're just like, oh, whatever, like, I give up, like, go do your homework or something like that. Like, that becomes a pattern. So once that becomes a pattern, like, the kid understands that the parent doesn't have patience. So it's like, oh, I can do this, and like, I can shut my mom up just like this because she doesn't have patience. Like, you don't understand how smart kids are. Like, you don't understand, you guys. I'm telling you. So, like, when you want a great kid and you want a kid that respects you, all right, the two things that you need, there's only two things that you need, all right? Structure and a relationship. That's it, all right? Kids need structure. Like, that's why we've created this whole middle kid, firstborn, baby, and this and that. You know, like, the middle kid, like, gets pushed to the side. Like, we've created that. Parents, you guys created that, and you guys still got the shit going. And you wonder, like, that shit didn't come out of nowhere. Like, that shit's been created by the parents. Like, you play favorites in your actions. And y'all still are doing it as if it's in a fucking rule book. Like, if it's part of the rules. Like, why are you so okay with treating one kid better than the other? Like, why? Oh, one kid behaves better? Is that why one kid behaves better? Well, that's your fault. That's your fault. You created that. A kid won't express how he feels about you, like, favoring their siblings. They're not gonna tell you, like, you know, you favor. Like, some kids might say something, but a lot of kids are not. And even if a kid does say something, they're gonna say something a couple times, and then you're gonna ignore it, or you're gonna deny it. Oh, nah. No, like, you can't deny it. The more you deny it, the more they don't respect you, because they see it. And you're just like, whatever. Like, she's just, you know, like, it's like, you're a kid. You're as a kid, your parents are the only thing that you have. So if you can't even get through to your parents, how do you think you're going to feel about yourself? Like, who do you even go to after that? Like, I don't think you guys understand, like, the damage you're doing to a kid just by, like, these little habits that, like, you think are, like, cool as single parents, that you guys, like, are such, like, in, like, this, it's this code of, like, you know, I need a break from my kids, and I do the middle kid this because blah, 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 and that's my baby, and this and that, blah, blah, blah. Like, y'all don't understand the damages y'all are doing to a kid. You know, and I'm telling you, like, kids, they're just gonna deal with it, thinking that this is the way it's supposed to be. You as a parent have to change the fucking narrative. You have to change the narrative. Like, it's all on you. It's your fucking responsibility. So, like, that's pretty much all, man. That's pretty much all I got for the day, man. But I'm going to tell you, man, like, y'all need to review this podcast And like, if you are a parent that needs my help, hit me up. All right. At the Renard Simon. You got any questions? Hit me up. And I'm gonna tell you, man, like the reason this is so important to me, man, is just because like I just feel like the youth, like this is our fucking future. All right. You guys got the responsibility of molding like the next generation. Do you understand like how big that is? And I'm gonna tell you, man, another reason why I'm so passionate about this is because I've had experiences with my parent. All right. I have this experience that I've had as a child. And as a child, I see what's going on with other parents and children, and I can't even comprehend it. I don't even understand like how a mom would treat a kid like this, or you know, how a mom would neglect certain things. Like, I just don't understand it. So I feel like my mom did a great job. She did a great job setting boundaries, a great job being my best friend. I never was afraid to talk to her about anything. She was transparent about everything. And if you guys want to know more details on how to build a relationship with your kid, go check out my last podcast. It says, I forget the title of it. I think it's How to Build a Relationship with Your Kid. I think that's what it is. And I go into details about how to actually build a real relationship with your kid and have your kid to talk to you about things that they have problems with. And that is going to stop your kid from wanting to commit suicide. Because once you commit suicide, that means like you didn't have nobody else to talk to. You have nobody to talk you out of it. You don't even feel comfortable. Like, and that's part of it. That's part of wanting to take your life, is when you don't have anybody that's there for you, that's actually there for you. You don't think that in your mind. And that's what your parents are missing. And if any kids out there, because I really do not want to see any kids that I know, any parents of any kids that I know committing suicide, all right? So if you as a kid, teenagers, whatever, all you guys that listen to me, you guys have any questions about anything, I don't care what it is, hit me up at the Renard Simon. I'm your fucking uncle. I'm your fucking big brother, whatever the case may be. I don't care what it's about, all right? If you having that problem, if you having problems talking to your parents about anything, sex, you know, girls, guys, whatever, you know, whatever you got going on in your life and you need advice on, you hit me up. You hit me up, all right? The door is fucking open. The DMs are open, okay? All right, man, that's all I got for today, man. I see y'all in the next one, baby. 28 minutes. If you a real parent, you stay for 28 minutes. You care about your fucking kid. See y'all in the next one, baby. Peace.